The question was asked, if one's parent opposes their growing their forelocks the way Hasidim do, but one feels an immense desire to do so for themselves and their children, and one's coming from a home where there is no real tradition because one is Chazer B'Tshuva, should one respect their parents' wishes and not grow those forelocks or not? So we have to analyze this from two angles. One is, what is the obligation to grow forelocks? And two is, what is the obligation to listen to parents? So there is no obligation to grow forelocks. Once you're adhering to the mitzvah, there is no obligation. It's not clear that one has a minhag when he's chozer b'tshuva to grow forelocks, so one couldn't argue that it is a minhag. If there were an obligation, even a minhag, and one's parent said, I don't want you to do that, then one wouldn't have to listen to the parent, because our obligation to adhere to the Torah and the rabbinic mitzvot and the minhagim supersedes our biblical obligation of kibud horim. So our starting point is relatively weak because there's no real need to grow those forelocks. One does not have a custom, and halachically one is perfectly kosher if one did not grow them. So our starting point is weak. Now let's go over to the side of the parents. Your parent walks in and says, you're wearing a blue yarmulke. I want you to wear green. Jesse, can I trouble you to move a drop for the camera? Thank you. Do you have to listen? Yes. The answer is no. It is not relevant to your parents. And the mitzvah of kibud horim is to honor them, to respect them, to service them where it is relevant to them. If your father wakes up one day and says, I don't want you wearing glasses, I want you wearing contacts. And the next day says, I don't want you wearing contacts, I want you to wear glasses. And the next day says, I don't want you to wear sweaters, I want you to wear vests. The next day, vest, sweaters. Sorry, Dad, it's not relevant to you. We don't have to even go there. So the mitzvah of kibud horim does not mean that a parent can just tell you, I want you to do something and you have to do it. If it pertains to them, that's one thing. If it doesn't pertain to them, that's quite another. If a parent says, I don't want you to live in a dangerous neighborhood, I'll pay your rent, go live in a safer neighborhood. Oh, that's relevant to them. They're entitled to be concerned. If you can find a good neighborhood where they're covering your rent will allow you to live there, then part of honoring them is you have to care for their concern. It's a legitimate concern. But if a parent says, I really don't like that you wear blue yarmulkes, I want you to wear green, I want you to wear black, I want you to wear knitted, well, I'm sorry, why is that relevant to you? If a parent says, you come to daven with me in shul, everyone in our shul wears a knitted yarmulke, a black yarmulke, a hat, a jacket, no hat, no jacket, sandals, shorts. There's what to talk about because there's a legitimate request. You're coming with me, and everyone's going to talk how my son became A, B, C, or D. So there's a legitimate request because it pertains to him. But if he says, I don't like the idea of you walking around with a blue yarmulke, it drives me crazy, it keeps me up all night. I want you to wear a green yarmulke, a black yarmulke, a velvet or a knitted or whatever. Well, with all due respect, you don't owe that to your parents. It's not included in kibud horim. So even though your case is relatively weak because you don't have any obligation to grow forelocks, the flip side is that the parent's case is also relatively weak because why is it relevant to the parent? If the parent says, when you visit me, I'm uncomfortable, you come to shul, everyone looks at it, and they say, look at his son, look at what he's done. Okay, so then you have to think about what you can do. Maybe you'll put your payas under your yarmulke or something. But if it's, I don't like that, well, he'll do what he likes and you'll do what you like. So technically, that's the setting in terms of the mitzvot. All that being said, now we come to practical. And practical says, you love your parents. They did a lot for you. They're good people. There's no obligation to do this. Then why not worry about other things which are obligatory? You can do what you want, but if you ask, what does Torah want of me? Well, Torah wants you to take your values and say, I'm going to invest my strengths where it's important to me. And where it's important to me should be according to a certain hierarchy. So that hierarchy is, I have 613 mitzvot to worry about. I have so many rabbinic mitzvot. I have so many customs to worry about. Is this at the top of the list? So sometimes a person says, yes, it is. It's part of my feeling spiritually connected. It's part of my feeling that I've made a change, that I'm growing. Okay, so that's, you know, who can argue with that? But if a person just gets a juke into their head, He's walking around and he's got this feeling, I want to grow those forelocks, I want to grow those forelocks. So maybe he has to get that out of his head and focus on things that are more important. So can a parent tell a kid, don't grow them? It's not relevant to them. You're living here, they're living there. You can do what you want. Is there room to be considerate of their feelings? For sure. Is there room to say this should not be my first priority? Yeah. Why should it be a first priority? So these are things we factor in. And again, at the end of the day, you can do what you want because it's not relevant to them and then there's no problem for you to do it. But you would have to ask yourself, in all honesty, should this really be on the top of the agenda? Is it right to choose something which you know would affect your parents, even though technically, halachically, they're not in their right? But there's a reality. If your kid wanted to pierce their nose, and you would say no, and I would say to the kid, you know, technically, halachically, there's no prohibition in piercing your nose. You're allowed to wear a nose ring, but maybe you should be considerate of your dad. He doesn't want it.
But it's something that for sure everyone would frown upon, whereas most people see it as it's like love deal a million times over.
Rivka Imenu had a nose ring. I'm sorry.
Who?
Rivka Imenu.
Yeah, like a cow or like a nice, beautiful lady.
I have no idea.
I don't mean,
sure. But based on its weight, it doesn't sound like it was this little thing. Okay. What? It works the other way.